The Hairy Eagle sounds like a movie about a moon landing run by hippies. It's time for Cool, Weird, Awesome, a podcast that weaves together really interesting facts. I'm Brady. It's Monday, February 12th, the birthday in 1809 of Abraham Lincoln. The 16th president's face is on our penny and our $5 bill. You can see it at the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C., or on plenty of other statues and busts all over the country. But those are just representations. If you want to see a small bit of the man himself, you can head to Syracuse, New York. There's a bit of Abe Lincoln's hair there in a very unusual decoration known as the Hairy Eagle. Yes, they made art out of Lincoln's hair. And it's important to note here that people made art out of a lot of people's hair during the Victorian era in the second half of the 19th century. You could use hair to mourn and remember a friend or a loved one. Not everyone had access to a camera or money for a photographer. And even if you did, a picture wasn't the same as having an actual lock of someone's hair. Sharing a lock of hair was also a popular way to seal a friendship. And of course, a lot of people loved seeing hair from famous people. That's how the Hairy Eagle came about. It was part of a fundraising effort for a quasi-official group known as the U.S. Sanitary Commission. They worked to advance the health and safety of Union soldiers in the Civil War, and they were trying to raise money toward that end when they came up with the idea of creating a piece of hair art in the shape of a national symbol. They asked President Lincoln for a lock of his hair, the bigger the better. Honest Abe answered the call. So did First Lady Mary Todd Lincoln, Vice President Hannibal Hamlin, members of Lincoln's cabinet and their wives, the Speaker of the House, several U.S. senators. There's a lot of prominent hair in there. It was all woven together into a classic American eagle shaped by two barbers in Washington. They even added an index so viewers could see whose hair was whose. The finished work was put on display at the U.S. Sanitary Commission's big fundraising fair in New York City in 1864. It wasn't the only attraction, but it was definitely a big attraction. It helped raise over $1 million over the 3 weeks of the fair. At one point, the Hairy Eagle was intended to go to the Lincolns at the White House, but instead it ended up in the barber shop window. And then it passed to one of the barber's family, staying out of sight as a kind of family heirloom for decades. Eventually, one of the barber's widows moved to Syracuse, and she donated the eagle to the Onondaga Historical Association. It's been in their collection now for about a century, but it's only been on display a handful of times in their facility since then. Curators say it's also never been loaned out. So if you're thinking of putting on a 3-week fair to raise money for Union soldiers, don't count on the Hairy Eagle as your top attraction. You can learn more about the history of the Hairy Eagle at CoolWeirdAwesome.com. Fans of the hit TV show WKRP in Cincinnati have a whole new way to enjoy the show. There's a website that took all the clips of Howard Hessman's character Dr. Johnny Fever as a DJ and turned them into a single 3-hour air shift. I'm Brady, but when are they going to put together a show for Venus Flytrap? Thanks for listening, and come back again tomorrow for more Cool, Weird, Awesome.
Another helpful Brady Carlson project.